How to stop overthinking.
Okay, good. What we tend to then do is we then overthink. So, for example, we'll ask ourselves very bad questions. So instead of saying what...
Exactly. So tell me, what would you say is even overthinking? What is overthinking? Is overthinking just dwelling on the same thing for too long?
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically rumination. It's incredibly unhealthy. It literally, I won't go into the science of it, but it gives you a heart attack. So what it does is we have a thought and we grab hold of that thought. So the best way I can describe it, and this is basically, this is fundamental to my methodology of how I work. This is a basic principle of our psychological system. So I'll try and explain it in 5 minutes, but it's kind of a longer conversation, which we can have another time. But it comes actually, the analogy comes from another coach that I know who is amazing. And she uses this analogy, which is basically, if you imagine that when you're born, there's nothing, right? There's nothing. And then, you know what a ticker tape is, where it goes along the bottom of a screen or, you know, it updates all the stops. And then the ticker tape starts. And it's a little bit like, oh, I need a poo. Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, is that a cute teddy bear? I wonder if that's a dog. Where's my mummy? I feel scared. And our thoughts begin, right? Exactly as they are meant to do. Now, what we do, because for a variety of reasons, we like to make our lives difficult, is as we get older, instead of a thought coming past us that says, gee, that person's mean, what we do is, oh, gee, that person's mean, and we grab that thought out of the ticker tape, and we go, are they always mean, or are they being mean to me? Is that because I told him last week that I didn't approve that? Is that because, I know why it is. It's because, and then we're off and running, and we grab that thought, and what I always say is, and this is from another mentor of mine, he said, what we do is we grab that thought, and then, it's a bit rude, but we can do it because it's us, is you have sex with that thought and you multiply like rabbits. And that thought becomes like ding, 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 like little rabbits jumping around everywhere. And then you're like trying to grab all those thoughts and make them positive thoughts and get rid of those thoughts and do all those things that we're taught to do with those thoughts. But actually, the power, the liberating power, and this is why people that work with me say, oh my gosh, it's like I've got a tidy mind is what they'll say. I've got a tidy mind.
I sometimes sort of say, do you know what I sometimes say when people like exactly like this dwell on thoughts, and particularly when they need to adapt to change, that's what I find. It's like, but you know, you keep going back to the vision that you had before, because like you said, we create, we imagine in our minds what something's going to look like in the future. And if something comes in our way and actually we have to bypass and we're not going to this destination anymore, you start going in your head and imagining what you're now not having. If you keep that thought in your mind and you think of it, it becomes like an anchor and it's pulling you down. Mm-hmm. So you just have to let it go.
Just let it go, because it's like a bus. There'll be another one along in a second. there'll be another one, and then there'll be another one. But we grab hold of that, and as I said, we create rabbits from it, and then the whole ticker tape gets jammed. And then what we do is we spend our whole lives trying to read the right book, watch the right video to figure out how we stop doing something that is actually just a symptom of the fact that we haven't looked upstream to go, oh, I've had sex with that thought. Oh, that's all it is. Oh, that's all it is. And the liberation that comes from that. And then, of course, from that place of innate intelligence, what's going to occur to me to do in this moment? You know, whether that requires courage or a big decision or saying no to someone. When we come from that place, it's infinite possibilities that our brain will create, right? Just infinite. And that's why I love what I do, because once people are able to get in that alignment, and you're not always in, I'm not like zenned out over here going, I'm always making wonderful decisions and coming from a place of innate resilience. But you start to recognize when you're not making choices from there. Mm. You start to recognize, even the mere fact that you can start recognizing that you're overthinking something, begins to liberate you. That's what drives me to do what I do, because I know what that's like to work from that place where you're completely overwhelmed, you're overthinking everything. It feels like you're pushing a boulder uphill all the time, but you have no other way of doing it. And it's become the new norm. That's how it's done. And I have to do that. And I have to get back to that person. And I have to do this thing. And I should. And then, not you, because you're more emotionally intelligent than this. And we've had a lot of conversations about this sort of stuff. But oftentimes what will happen is people will get to that point, and then instead of saying, coming from a place of that real innate resilience and saying, what do I need right now? I'm going to step away from this. What they'll do instead is add more thinking to it. I can't believe I'm like this. Everyone else seems to have their shit together. Why am I the one that can't deal with it? I better not tell my boss that I can't come in, you know, come and attend that meeting, because I know what they think of me already, because that's why I didn't get that promotion. I knew that's why that client didn't sign up. And then we add all this thinking to it. And then we're even deeper in this hole of being stuck and being frustrated and going to bed feeling sick and waking up at 3 a.m. going, oh my God, I forgot to do daddy-dum. And then waking up with that sense of dread of what it's going to be like, and I'm going to let my kids down, or, you know, my boss needs that thing and I didn't get it done. It becomes this thing. And it doesn't even, I know I'm painting a picture of it's very, very bleak, the thinking, but it can also be that the thinking is a lot of thinking about, oh my God, it's going to be amazing. This is going to be really, really good, isn't it? I can't wait to do this Insta Live with Ava. And even that level of thinking, do you know what I mean? Becomes overthinking, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you catch yourself on like, and I'm thinking, what the fuck? I just need to go for a run because, I'm delirious right now. So yeah. I totally get you.